Hello everyone, I'm Sudhir Hasbe. I'm a senior product manager on BizTalk RFID Group, and today we are going to talk about developing rich RFID enabled applications on BizTalk RFID platform. And today we have with us Kalyan. Kalyan is from our software development team, and I will request Kalyan to introduce himself and give us some more information.
Thanks, Sudhir. I am Kalyan. I work for the BizTalk RFID Group at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I'm a senior development lead with the group, and I've been with this team for the past 3 years.
Great. And so enjoying having a good ride so far. great.
Yep.
So I've been hearing a lot about RFID, right? And RFID is almost everywhere, from toll booths to credit cards and all that. And it's not limited just to supply chain, but a lot of different areas and all. And there are a lot of people listening, especially all the huge development community, .NET-based development community that Microsoft has. And people are wondering, how can they get involved? And so what we wanted to do today is, let me put together a scenario and let's see how we can go ahead and build, if somebody is interested in building an RFID application, how they can go ahead and do that, right? So let's take an example of a warehouse. Logical example, you see a lot of RFID stuff in warehouses, wherein you have receiving shipping areas, and then you also have applications around inventory management, tracking inventory, like cycle counting and all, right? Two different kinds of scenarios that exist. So let's talk about shipping, receiving. We have heard like Walmart and other people are doing a lot of stuff around shipping, receiving, and RFID. And what does it mean? Like, if somebody wants to write some kind of an application around shipping, receiving, how do you go about doing it?
That's a great question, Sudhir. Taking this scenario, let's look at the shipping process first, or let's look at the receiving process first. It's more logical.
Okay.
So typically, you would have a receiving portal where you have a lot of fixed readers, fixed RFID readers, with the antennae fixed on the portal. And let's take the scenario where you have goods arriving at the receiving portal, and you want to have some kind of business processing happening, like updating your inventory or talking to some LOB system, updating stuff. So you want a lot of things to happen on the fly, right? So with BizTalk RFID, what happens is each of these fixed readers gets registered as a device. So BizTalk RFID has plug and play. So all you have to do is you plug in the reader and boom, it appears in BizTalk RFID.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then there is a concept of a provider, which is like a driver for that device.
Okay.
And once you set that up, the device automatically shows up.
Okay.
And as an application developer, you can focus on your business logic. You can look at the events coming from the devices.
Okay.
Rather than worrying about how to set up your hardware, how to do the hardware-specific details.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about that.
So basically, you're saying that the portal or the receiving docks can normally have these hardware portals or RFID portals, and whenever things go back and forth between them, they can get that information.
That's correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
So let's take this receiving example, right? Yeah. So a pallet of a truck full of pallets comes in, right? And each of these pallets has a, let's say it has a tag.
Okay.
And the events, the tags, they map to the events in the RFID world. And then these events flow from the device to the corresponding driver or the provider into the BizTalk RFID service.
Got it.
And BizTalk RFID service has a concept of a business process.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
A business process is nothing but a set of components that you as an application developer can define.
Okay.
And your code runs in the context of the business process.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So let's take this example, right? You want to update the inventory, which may be in a LOB system.
Okay.
When you get a bunch of pallets.
LOB is line of business,
line
like
of
SAP
business,
or whatever.
SAP
okay.
or any other system. Now you define the component, which is all .NET C# code.
Okay.
You write your specific codes saying that when I get a tag read event, this is what I want to do.
Okay.
This is how I want to update my inventory.
Okay.
So once you develop that component, which is like a very, it is on the familiar managed framework, .NET C# framework.
Okay.
You build that as an event handler.
Okay.
And you hook it up inside the business process.
So let's talk about event handler. So event handler, you mentioned it's a C# code that I can write. What can I do in event handler? Like what kind of coding can I do there?
So typically you want to do some kind of filtering or alerting or transformation. Right?
Okay, got it.
So the ultimately, it's everything is a business event for you. The tag or barcode, it doesn't matter to you. Ultimately, you want to deal with it in a business, as a business event.
Okay.
So the things you want to do in an event handler are any kind of filtering. You can do filtering. You can do transformations.
Okay.
You may want to transform the tag read event into a inventory update event or something, for example.
Okay.
Right. You can do alerts, right? For example, you can say if this leaves my facility between 12 to 6 a.m., SMS the administrator or whatever, right? You can do anything you want. It's all the entire power of .NET and C#. You can just leverage that.
So, for example, you mentioned a while back that if I have my line of business system, like SAP or something, and if I can connect to it through my C# code, I can now put that in event and automate the whole process from receiving to like my code to SAP or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Okay.
So you can leverage the power of BizTalk server system, right?
Okay.
By just plumbing these events into the BizTalk server orchestrations.
Got it.
They integrate well, and then BRE, which is Business Rules Engine, is also integrated into BizTalk RFID.
Okay.
So you can just go and define your business rules without writing any code.
Okay.
And just plug it in into BizTalk RFID.
Got it. So basically you're saying like you have multiple event handlers that could be either written or you can use the existing or out of box ones like BRE, which was available in BizTalk server before. You have it bundled here, so you have BRE, you can just use the existing event handler.
Yes.
Or are there any other event handlers that are available?
There is a SQL event handler where it just posts the events into the SQL database.
Wow, okay.
So you can use that out of the box to get events.
So you can just directly, whatever events are coming in, like receiving all the truck stuff that comes out of truck, you can just directly say without writing code, you could actually put it into SQL database and then build an application over it.
Absolutely.
Or use the BizTalk server at the higher end to pull it out into the.
Absolutely.
Wow, okay. This is this concept of a
business process I was telling you about.
Yeah.
So it's actually a pipeline. So the event handlers, there's no single event handler. You can write multiple event handlers and define the pipeline.
Okay.
So you can say, in the first event handler, I want to transform this event in a particular way and send it over to the next event handler.
Got it.
Second event handler would then pick it up and then process it further and so on.
So like so workflow and activities, like you have multiple activities in a workflow.
Exactly.
Now you're just defining multiple event handlers to do each activity. You know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And each of these activities or event handlers could be independent. Like if you could use SQL as you said, you could use BRE as you said.
Exactly.
Or you could write your own custom as you're saying and then build that whole pipeline.
Absolutely.
Got it. Interesting.
And so you'll probably get into scenarios such as what happens when I process the first event successfully in the first event handler, but then it failed later on in some fifth event handler or something,
right?
So BizTalk RFID has rich transaction support. So if you are using, if you, for example, you updated a database in the first event handler, and then in the fifth event handler something went wrong, the entire transaction would get aborted. So you can leverage.
So you're telling me the whole process itself is transactional, so I can transactions across.
That is an option that you can choose to make it transactional.
That would be pretty powerful, right? If you're working with all this data going into line of business applications.
Definitely.
Great. So this is great. So we spoke about the whole receiving shipping process, and you mentioned about the portals that read these things. I want to take a different scenario within the warehouse, which is more around managing inventory inside, like doing cycle counting. I've seen whenever you go to Target, Walmart, you must have seen these people carrying these devices across and all that and doing some inventory stuff and all. So if you wanted to build applications like those, are there any options for developers to do that?
Absolutely. So the mobile readers, right, the handheld readers have really taken off.
Okay.
So if you see the newer scenarios like what you mentioned, there are a lot of scenarios that require a mobile reader as opposed to a fixed reader.
Okay.
You can do things like inventory more naturally with a handheld reader.
Oh, okay.
And the bunch of form factors evolving now in the market.
Okay.
You see various kind of cool devices, a lot of Windows Mobile, Windows CE devices, and you also see some cool Bluetooth kind of readers.
Okay.
So the kind of form factors you see are unbelievable, right?
Okay.
And they enable various kind of scenarios.
Okay.
So BizTalk RFID is now going to be available on the mobile platform also, called BizTalk RFID Mobile.
Okay.
And currently it's in beta. And the same stack, the same set of things I was talking about, the provider, the concept of making it easy to write applications without worrying about what device it is.
Okay.
The same kind of principles have been taken over to the mobile platform now.
Okay.
And the entire BizTalk RFID platform now runs on the mobile device. So what this means for you is, if you are a mobile application developer and you want to develop RFID applications on the mobile, it's very simple. You can leverage .NET C# again.
Okay.
And the platform provides you with the capacity to receive events, and you can, all you have to do is say that I'm interested in particular radio module. So these devices have an embedded radio module typically.
Okay.
So the application would be something like, connect to this radio module and register for events.
Well, basically you're
that's
asking
all
the device to give it all the
that's
events
all
coming.
that's
Okay.
all there is to it. And you can do some, typically on these devices there is some human workflow involved. For example, when you do the inventory, you will scan the events and then you will say, oh, these are the events that I'm interested in further processing, right?
Okay.
So this enables that human workflow.
Okay.
And it also enables these events to be sent up into Bistrock RFID server.
Oh, okay. So
into the same event handlers that we talked about earlier.
Oh, so whatever I did with the fixed reader in a portal, now I can take the handheld, actually do some human workflow, build an application, person can make a decision, and then trigger some information also on the Bistrock RFID server and then go to the backend.
Exactly.
That is so powerful. So what versions of Windows Mobile and CE do we support? Is it all versions or how does it
support? Windows CE 5.0 and Windows Mobile 5.0.
Okay. So any device with those
any device with those
or most of the devices should work. Okay.
And again, the power of the platform comes from the device abstraction. So you may have mobile devices from multiple manufacturers, but you as an application developer, you don't have to worry about what module or what device you're programming to.
Okay.
So it's totally device agnostic.
Got it. So .NET developers can worry about the application, write code.
Yeah,
and
focus on your business logic, get things done, right?
Great.
And even this, typically these devices don't have a lot of memory, the mobile devices.
Yeah.
So you may have a scenario where you may want to post these events into the server for further processing, right? And typically you have several offline scenarios. Sometimes you may have a scenario where your device is not connected, right? So there is like a lot of support for reliable delivery of these events into the server.
Okay.
So you as an application developer has to say, post these events to the server whenever you are connecting to the server next, right? You don't have to worry about error handling or what happens if the server is not online right now, things like
that. So all that is automatically
taken care of by Bistrock RFID.
Okay. So this is basically like a, like we had ASP.NET for web application development. Now this is a complete platform for building any kind of RFID application, server or mobile or all of this, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Great. So so let's take a different pivot to this. One of the things that we spoke about receiving, shipping, and all these devices and all. One of the challenges that we have seen is a lot of our development community developers. It's difficult to get actual devices. Do we have any options for them? Do we need an actual device? Do I have to go and buy a device to get started, or what can
No, you don't. Fortunately, you don't have to.
I hope that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bistrock RFID ships with a device simulator. Mm-hmm. It's called a Contoso provider and the Contoso simulator.
Okay.
Contoso simulator simulates a device, and Contoso provider is the device provider for it.
Okay.
And
so similarly, like you have a hardware device and a provider.
Yeah.
Now you have a simulator and a provider.
Contoso simulator and a Contoso provider.
Perfect. Okay.
Right?
Good.
And what you can do with the Contoso simulator, right? So you can start pumping events.
Okay.
You can control the configuration of the Contoso simulator to say that, hey, my tag read event should be exponential, or you can say it should be linear. I want so much time interval between tags. Whatever your business scenario is, you can try to test your application in that context.
Got it.
Right. And you can simulate multiple devices. You can go and change that configuration and say, I want 10 devices to be simulated, all running on the same machine in different ports, right? They're all virtual simulators. So you can do some kind of stress testing. You can do perf testing. Whatever you can do with the real device to test your application with, you can do that.
So
right?
I, as a developer, not just have to, like I can work without actual hardware, but actually I can do a real life stress testing using these simulated environment with Contoso and different devices.
That's correct.
That's so interesting. So I write
not only that, the entire source code is available as a sample. The Contoso provider and Contoso simulator, if you want to just play with it and tweak it or whatever, it's all there in the as part of Bistrock RFID.
So I can start writing my own simulated environment and all.
Yep.
That is pretty cool. So one thing is, let's say I'm building this application. We spoke about receiving, shipping, application and all. I have the simulated environment to stress test it. Is it like when I wrote my application, if I did everything with Contoso simulator, when I want to actually deploy it, because normally in companies it's deployed by some IT professionals on, is it dependent on that? What do they have to do in that scenario?
That's a great question, Sudhir. So you're asking about how do I write my event handler so that I'm not bound to the specific Contoso device that I tested with?
Okay.
Like that, right?
Yeah.
So there is a design time activity and a deployment time activity, right?
Okay.
When you write the event handler, you as a ISV or as an application developer, you know about the logical device, For example,
okay,
if you're writing the shipping event handler,
yeah,
you know that there is a shipping device somewhere there, right?
Okay.
You don't know what the actual device is going to be,
yeah,
in
the
deployment
physical
scenario.
Device, I have no idea.
You have no idea, right? You're not in the involved,
yeah,
in the deployment.
Yeah.
So what you would do is, in your event handler, all you know about is this logical concept, right? You will say, if this event is from shipping device,
yeah,
then deal with it in this way.
Okay.
And at deployment time, the IT administrator can go and bind that shipping device,
mm-hmm,
to the actual specific devices. For example,
oh, okay,
shipping reader 1, shipping reader 2, shipping reader 3. So one logical device can get bound to multiple physical devices. In
oh.
fact, even to antennae. In fact, even to sources, you can say that I'm using 2 antennae of this reader for shipping and 2 antennae for receiving.
Oh, okay.
Then you can bind them in that granularity.
Oh.
So the design time and deployment time are separated out.
Okay.
The Stock RFID provides you the layering and abstraction for that.
Okay.
And in your event handler, there is no hard coding of the device, physical device name.
Yeah.
All you care about is logically where is this coming from.
Okay, okay.
Right. That's
so I could do all the development with my Contoso, like you said.
Right.
Test it out, do stress testing.
Yep.
Give it to the IT person.
Yep.
And he can go ahead and deploy whatever actual hardware he has, load the drivers, do plug and play, automatically discover them and say, hey, now for this, all these events or the business process, just use this particular thing.
That's correct.
That
you
is so powerful.
It. Yep.
Cool. So one question that people ask always, and people have a lot of questions around, is now you're planning to run your shipping and receiving, which is one of the, shipping is one of the most important things you do. Receiving less, because shipping is you invoice based on your shipments. So now that's such an important process. What happens if one of the devices goes down or something? How can people fix it, react to it and all that? So is there something available?
That's a huge challenge for corporations, right? You
yeah.
have to know which parts of your system are healthy, which parts
yeah.
are like getting unhealthy. If you have like thousands of, you hundreds of readers deployed
yeah.
in like hundreds of stores, even if one antenna in a particular mm-hmm. device goes down, your business is affected, right?
Yeah.
It all maps to a
exactly
business loss, right? So there is this concept of operations management, right? Microsoft has a System Center Operations Manager.
Okay.
And Bistock RFID is integrated with it, in the sense that Bistock
oh.
RFID has a management pack for it.
Okay.
By this, what happens is that you can define certain rules
mm-hmm.
in Bistock RFID,
okay.
which denote these critical conditions.
Okay.
For example, a device goes down, or the antenna in a device goes down.
Yeah.
We have a rule for that. And if you're using System Center Operations Manager, from a central administrator's point of view, from a central console,
yeah.
you can view alerts for all the hundreds of devices in your organization.
Oh, so if I'm Walmart and in one of my stores, one of the readers goes down, automatically event gets
automatically you get an alert and boom, you can say, execute a task right from the System Center Operation Manager console
yeah.
to go and fix that problem.
Cool.
Because Bistock RFID has this scripting support in the form of RFID client console.
Okay.
Which is a management tool like RFID Manager.
Okay.
And using that, you can actually go and write a small script or a command program,
okay.
Batch program, where you can take some action.
So you mentioned a couple of things, RFID Manager and RFID Client Console.
Yeah.
What are these two things? Can you just briefly
So RFID
us?
Manager is the management console for
okay.
Bistock RFID. So I mentioned about devices, providers, business
yeah.
processes. Now, how do you go and manage all of them? How do you register new device
oh,
providers?
Okay, okay, okay.
How do you go and manage your device properties?
Okay.
How do you go and set, how do you go and say, these are the event handlers that I want in this process?
Okay, so it's kind of a client side.
It's an overall management
okay.
Tool
okay.
built on top of the Bistock RFID
Got
APIs.
Okay, okay.
And the client, and the console version of it is the client console.
Okay, okay, okay. So command line.
Command line
people
version
want to script
of it.
It and all that. Yeah. IT pros love to go ahead and write scripts so that
yep.
they can automate their stuff.
That's correct.
That's interesting. That is amazing. Thank you. Thanks a lot for all the information.
That's good.
And thanks to all the audience. The only key thing is, if you need to know more about Bistock RFID, you can go to microsoft.com/RFID to get a lot more information. Any other information that you need is available on that website, or another blog that we have with a lot more information is blogs.msdn.com/RFID. Thank you.